The McFarland Show. Video streaming live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube from the Strike and Spare Studio.
And Twitch. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. By the way, you can communicate with us on our YouTube page.
Absolutely.
Just type in WNSR Live, one word, and we'll see your comments. Back here on the McFarland Show on this Monday afternoon, Darren and Justin here with you. And as you just heard Big Voice Guy say, we are in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Let's head back to Knoxville. We were just in Knoxville with Vince Ferrara.
Yes.
Let's go back there. We came back to Nashville quickly during the break. Now we're going back to Knoxville. Let's bring in new Lady Vols coach, Kim Caldwell. She now joins us on the show. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're not as good as Damon, who answered the phone. He is a huge UT fan, and he is extremely excited because he knows every Monday at the beginning of this hour we're going to talk Vols with Vince Ferrara from the Sports Animal. But then when he found out today that you were coming on after him, he hasn't been able to contain himself.
I'm getting emotional, Coach. I'm just trying to hold it on.
I appreciate that.
I said, Damon, don't embarrass us when Coach calls, okay? Don't get all crazy now. I know you're excited.
That's why I say go Big Orange.
All right. So you've had a chance to exhale. Everything is done. So how do you feel sitting here today? What's your new assignment is as the Lady Vols coach?
I'm not actually sure I've had a chance to exhale. Still treading water. Still a lot to do. Still recruiting, still finalizing the staff, still getting to know our players and our current roster and how everything fits. And so it's going to be a busy 60 days, but it's going to be probably the most important 60 days. I love the players we have on the team. They work hard. They're fun to be around. And so that's the future is bright.
I'm assuming the first person you heard from was Danny White in all this process. If that is the case, how did that go? I just want to know for you what that was like receiving that call or however the first correspondence started. What was your brain doing? Like, what was racing through your mind when the first set of communications about this opening and here they are talking to you about being the next coach of the Lady Vols? What was that like?
Probably about like you can imagine. Your jaw's kind of on the floor and yeah. You're humbled and you're honored and you're excited and it's a big deal and you are just excited for the opportunity. And that's how I felt. I was honored that he knew my name. And I went into the interview process thinking, all right, just be yourself, be authentic. They can take it or leave it. I had a great job that I was happy with. So I didn't really need anything. I just thought, all right, it's going to be a good experience. Be yourself. And Danny is a phenomenal leader, a phenomenal basketball mind. He and I could talk X's and O's all day. And so he was great to talk to because he sees things probably different than most. And so it was a fun experience. I felt very comfortable all the way through, which is, for me, is always a really good sign.
You got to do something that I've had the honor of doing a couple of times here in Nashville. Let's throw out the first pitch. You did that on Friday night. Kim, you on Friday, Todd Helton on Saturday, Dalton Connect yesterday. That's quite a lineup over the weekend for the baseball team.
I'm glad I got to go first. Yeah.
So it is also it's a little nerve-wracking, isn't it? Like I said, I've done it before. And what was that, the first time you've ever thrown out a first pitch or no?
I threw out a first pitch for softball. Both are equally nerve-wracking.
Okay.
My only goal was to not roll it both times. I didn't. I told the catcher, make me look good. It's gonna be on social media. So just make it look like a strike. Come meet the ball if you need to, but I'm not rolling it. So I'm gonna throw it high. So he was great. It's not really my cup of tea, but I was a little more nervous than I thought I'd be.
So how did you think you did?
I mean, I looked like an absolute wimp when I went back and watched it, but I didn't roll it. Not rolling it was my only goal.
You looked like a wimp. I found the pressure was in everybody asking me if I was going to throw on the mound or in front of the mound, and I didn't know that was a thing until I was asked to throw out the first pitch, and then I realized how many people were asking me, where are you going to throw from, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't thought about it, but it was a big deal to a lot of people. Did you get the same question?
No, I got don't throw it in the dirt. I got a lot of that. Did you throw it from the mound?
I did not. I threw, well, in fairness, now I would have. I will tell you, I would have. But the sounds, Justin, you're looking at me weird. They asked me, I did it twice. This is over a, you know, okay. some time okay. frame. Both times they asked me not to do it.
You're going to mess up
from
the mound.
The mound. I don't know if they were fearful I was going to mess it up.
Neatly made, and they didn't want you to mess up the mound like it was a bed or something.
They asked me to do it in front of the mound. Okay. So they asked me, so I did it.
Okay, fair
in front of the mound.
All right.
But, I was nervous. I got to be honest. So.
Yeah, it's to you.
So whenever you think about this leap and into this conference, which you've had a little time, even though you really haven't, like you said, it is hitting the ground running. For a job like this. And it never stops, by the way, and I know you know that. But to look around the lay of the land and see a Don Staley at South Carolina who just cut down the nets. To look around the conference and see Kim Mulkey who cut down the nets last year. It is no easy. Conference play alone is crazy. And forget, you're going to be asked to do some big time out of conference games too. What is that challenge like for you?
I haven't even got there yet. You take it step by step. You take it one step at a time. And so right now, we got to fill a roster. We got to form relationships with our players. We got to get a staff. And you just take it step by step. And if you do this part, I think you can win a lot of championships right now. If you can do this part well. Then by the time, and you have the right players here, I think, by the time you get to season, then you go to through your non-conference. And once you get through your non-conference, you have a little bit of steam, then you worry about the SEC coaches. So you don't really want to look too far ahead. You want to take it brick by brick.
Coach,
it's humbling, and it's an honor to be in the mix with those names you just named.
You mentioned already that I believe it was Peyton Manning that texted your phone, or a couple of other people, and that you were trying to figure out how in the world did he even get my number or knows who I am. I imagine the Vol Nation has reached out to you, where you've probably heard from a number of alumni of the school. Can you just talk to us about some of the more surprising people you've heard from that you were kind of like, who is this and who's playing a joke on me?
Right. No, I mean, the welcome has been great. I mean, every head coach here has reached out to me. The support has been phenomenal. You can definitely tell that Knoxville bleeds orange, and it's been phenomenal everywhere I've gone. People have said, congratulations, we're excited you're here. And so the rich history of players who have come through here, it's just been such a humbling experience to really pinch yourself and say, wow, like, this is happening.
Coach, we don't know who you are. Obviously, you just came from Marshall, but through and through, you are from Glenville State College there. And I need you, I've got some experience going to a small school. I went to Oakwood College/University. It's a small HBCU down in Huntsville, Alabama. Enrollment total is around 1,800. So I'm very used to people asking me, who? Where? I've never heard of that. So Glenville State, I imagine you get some who? Where? I've never heard of that. Tell us about Glenville State, if you can.
Yeah, Glenville State is special, very special to me. I went to school there. I got to coach at my alma mater for 7 seasons. It is smack dab in the middle of West Virginia. There's one stoplight, and you don't even need it. It could be a four-way stop. There's not a Walmart. There's not a movie theater. It's an hour to the closest mall. It's 15 miles off the interstate on all back roads, and only people that have been there really know how small it is. And it was a great place to be. And sometimes, again, you talk about pinching yourself, you have to realize I lived in a town that probably had a population of around 1,400 people almost a year ago.
Wow.
And so I thought Marshall was a big city. I thought Huntington was a big city. And so here, I think I've been honked at 3 or 4 times driving because people are probably like, who is this country girl that doesn't know the traffic law? So Knoxville's a big city, but it also has a small town feel because the people are so nice.
When I look up Glenville State, the other alumni that pops up is Channing Tatum. who also went to Glenville State, apparently. And so it's you and Channing Tatum now, who are the Glenville State alumni. And how does that strike you?
It's really funny. It comes up a lot. I think maybe he's our claim to fame, but it does come up a lot. Like, it's Kim Stevens and Channing Tatum. And so that's just a funny little thing. I think he only made it one semester, but we still claim him.
I see pictures of him in his football uniform there. So, yes, I imagine that you do. All right, let's get down to the business a little bit. Obviously, recruiting is the name of the game in college athletics. Things have changed dramatically from the time that Pat Summitt did walk the sidelines at Tennessee. It's the era now of NIL and the transfer portal and trying to keep young ladies' attention and sometimes recruiting the players you just recruited last year to stay with you. How do you approach this particular era of college basketball? And I am one to say that I know it's different than when Pat Summitt and some of the greats before you have coached. How do you approach this, not just with the style of play, but your recruiting pitches and techniques out there on the road?
I think you just need to be as genuine as you can, as authentic as you can. You have to weed out some players that maybe don't have the same goals and the same interests. The goal is to work really, really hard and play at the highest level and to get as close to winning a championship as you can. To develop yourself every day, to be a great teammate. You've got to make sure that you get phenomenal culture players in. And sometimes with the NIL, you can get some people that maybe don't have the same goals. And so you need to be very careful and you need to be genuine and you need to be authentic and it needs to happen fast. And that's the hard part about it, is it's just the transfer portal works so quickly. And so you just have to be able to evolve. I've always taken transfers, even before the transfer portal was a thing. Now it's just a lot easier because all their info's in there, so they have more interest from other people. But sometimes the beauty of recruiting transfers is they know what they want now. Maybe out of high school they put value in the wrong thing, and now they know what they want. They can see through certain things. So there's pros and cons.
Coach, how do you deal with expectations and pressure? I mean, it's no secret, Coach. You've been there for a little while now. The fan base, and you know what Tennessee is, you know, through and through as a college basketball program on the women's side and how legendary it is. They want to win, Coach. They brought you there, and they've already let go of two of their own who won the majority of their ball games while they were coaching there. And here you are, an outsider, quote unquote, who did not play for Pat Summitt, don't have any connections to Pat Summitt, but yet and still you are still somewhat in her shadow. How do you deal with that on a day to day, or do you even think about such things?
I think I put a lot of pressure on myself too. You want to be somewhere where there's pressure. You want to be somewhere where the expectation is high. You want to be somewhere where there are women's basketball fans. There's a lot of jobs all over this country where they do not care. I think that's changing. I think that there are women's basketball is on the rise and on the move, but you still have some empty arenas in certain places. And those jobs don't have a lot of pressure because of that. And so it's a double-edged sword. You want fans, so then you're going to have pressure. You want the facilities and you want the notoriety and you want the publicity, well, then you're going to have the expectation. So I think that you just have to look at it for what it is all the way around and pick your battles. And I would rather be somewhere where there is a strong following and there's strong support, because you're going to try to win no matter where you are.
New Lady Vols basketball coach Kim Caldwell on the line with us as we wrap this up. I think this was right before the NCAA appearance. I'm not sure exactly this presser, but I did see this clip, and I wanted to play it real quick and just get your thoughts on it, and I'll tell you why. Here's I think, 30 seconds of what you said.
I wanted this moment for them. And you, as a coach, you have days where you just don't want to. Not that you don't want to go to practice. I love my team. I love seeing them. It's the best part of my day. But I just don't want to put them on the baseline and run them. I just don't want to hold them to the standard. I like them. They make me laugh. I want to let something slide, right? It's hard to hold a standard when you love your team. And there's some days like, all right.
All right, we're having a little
audio. We have good energy, but
pull it down, Damon. I don't know what's breaking up on. You get the, you know what you said. It just caught my attention. I, I've been coaching for 8 years, my son's baseball team, and I'm always looking and listening to coaches and hearing what they have to say and the mindset and mentality. What exactly, Coach, were you getting at in that particular moment in that press conference?
That there's a standard, and it sometimes is really hard to hold your players to that standard.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times you do have to look at your players and say, great practice. You did everything right, and now we're going to run. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of times the energy is great, but they're not boxing out, and they give up a couple offensive rebounds, and nope, we're going to stop. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it right. And I always tell my players, I would rather have you guys hate me now, love me later. And I'm fine with that. Let's push through. Let's work hard. Let's be uncomfortable. And at the end of the year, let's make sure that we are all very aware that we left everything out there. And I think that was the gist of that message.
Outstanding message. I could relate to it. So that's the reason I wanted to play up. Sorry the audio was breaking up, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. Hey, thanks for doing this. Best of luck. We don't want it to be the last time we talk to you. Enjoy the summer months, and we'll talk to you when we get a little bit closer to basketball season.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that is new Lady Vols basketball coach Kim Caldwell. We appreciate her joining us. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Contact the Strike and Spare studio now at 615-844-5600. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
That's true. Rolling along. Good stuff, Kim Caldwell, new Tennessee women's basketball coach. Good stuff from her. How about that?
Yeah.
She threw out the first pitch on Friday in the Vols series against LSU. Todd Helton.